This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutin, and with me, Julian Ng and Ibrahim Sani, with the top business stories of the day. And of course, 1MDB there because of this bank called BSISA.
Yeah, so Singapore is closing down the Swiss bank BSISA, their unit in the country. Concurrently, Switzerland is also starting a criminal proceeding against BSI Bank, and this is following the investigations into the troubled 1MDB because they say that there are allegations of money laundering that goes through BSI Bank.
So failure to investigate on suspicious accounts were the reasons given. I think this is a very serious step that has been taken by Singapore, and we can see the different trajectories that's been taken in Singapore and in Malaysia. And Singapore has been in the past accused of being a haven for money laundering, right? For dirty money from places like Indonesia and Russia and even China. And they want to avoid, they're very serious in avoiding that kind of image. And this sends a very strong signal to the rest of the banking sector. But my observation is that the investigation trajectories are very, very different. I mean, what has Bank Negara said about that $7 million in Nazir Razak's account?
Yeah, so Bank Negara has come out very quietly on that front because they leave it to the CIMB to investigate on Nazir Razak's $7 million that traveled through his accounts. Here we have Bank Negara Governor Dato' Mohamad Ibrahim speaking about the closing down of the investigation on 1MDB.
1MDB has been given until 30th of May 2016 to pay the compound. If you can recall, on the day itself, 1MDB issued a statement saying that they will pay before 30th of May. It is the bank's practice not to disclose the amount of compound against specific individuals or entity to the public. The compound has taken into consideration the company's failure to repatriate the funds to Malaysia, and payment of the compound will mark the conclusion of the investigation by the bank. And Governor Zetti have said that she wants to leave a clean slate to the new governor. And I think we have closed this investigation on 1MDB.
As you can see, the trajectory of the investigation is very different. On 1MDB itself, what Bank Negara is basically closing down the investigation. MAS, however, is ramping up the investigation. And you're right, Julian, it doesn't talk about the Nazir Razak investigations per se.
Now, Julian, you know, one of the things that was in the business news yesterday was the way they framed it was this was historic because Singapore was taking such drastic action. They've already going to be imposing penalties on the bank, some 13.3 million Sing dollars for 41 breaches. And they also referred six senior BSI executives to the public prosecutor, potentially for action. Now the question is, why then also close the bank? I mean, what that seemed to be something beyond, you know, I mean, I'm trying to understand why was it necessary to close the bank rather than just take these actions?
Well, I guess the justification for the license is that you have to keep to the rules. And if you have what they deem as such a major breach as a failure to investigate dodgy accounts and dodgy procedure, then I guess you've breached the terms of those licensing agreements. And I think the heads rolling, it's good. I think it's a sign that the economy and the system is working and it conforms to these ideas of creative destruction. Although this destruction is being spearheaded by regulation and policy, not necessarily by market forces, right? If you're inefficient operating in a market, then the market pricing kills you off. But this is regulation itself pulling the rug underneath you.
Yeah, so speaking of this regulation pulling the rug, you know, I think it's a long history of how MAS regulates their country, the banking sector in that country. In fact, if I were to ask how many banks have the MAS closed in its history, I'll be hard-pressed to find any recent activities to do so. In fact, no banks have been closed since 1984 when Jardine Fleming Singapore Private Limited was shut down. So imagine 1984 and 32 years it takes for another bank to be closed down and because of this scandal.
Now, 1MDB has responded to this news, hasn't it, Ibrahim?
Yeah, so 1MDB has issued a press release stating that 1MDB has not been contacted by any foreign lawful authority on matters relating to the company. 1MDB says that they confirmed that its ownership of various funds investigated and investments have not been impacted by the announcement of that MAS closure of BSI Bank.
How close are we going to get to 1MDB? Because BSI is kind of on the periphery. It's part of the 1MDB story, but we haven't got to that yet, have we?
I think it will become kind of mainstream because this is a very strong message that has been sent by the Financial Governing Authority of Singapore, the MAS. And this will have reverberations throughout the banking sector. But I guess there is a moral hazard here by the kind of trust deficit that is shown in Malaysia, because you lead by example, right? And if we find that leaders can get away with doing such things, not only in Malaysia, but I guess the whole world, the recent revelations by the Panama Papers have led our focus onto this kind of activity, that it's okay by the rest of us to steal money. It's not, I mean, just to state it plainly, it's not. But, you know, there are thieves. The thieves will use this kind of reasons to justify it. For example, in Japan, some people went on a spree to steal money from ATMs. I think they managed to get the equivalent of about $13 million just by hacking into these ATM machines. But these thieves would say, hey, it's okay because leaders of the world are doing it.
Yeah, and because of this, this has improved. Looking at the bright side of things, this has improved on the structural integrity of some of the banking institutions in the world. For instance, SWIFT, it's a global bank payment system. They are about to announce a new program to strengthen their network's security. This is because of a series of cyber thefts that has come from banks on the messaging network. So yeah, it's a heist all around.
The Bangladesh heist, and I guess some attacks were made on Vietnamese banks as well through manipulating the SWIFT instruction codes. And after the event, the SWIFT people are not taking very swift actions, I guess. They're doing it after the event.
Oh, I love the pun. Well, more business news after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.